Good morning, Oregon. Today is Thursday, 17th of May, and right now it's clear on 29 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clear with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. We can expect temperatures ranging from low of 30 to high of 36 degrees with a heat index of 41 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from south at 15 to 25 km per hour, and chance of a rain is on 30%. Forecast for later on says clear, with winds again from the south at 20 to 30 km per hour. But we should keep in mind that these are estimate conditions because there are no weather stations nearby. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 30%. The new moon solar eclipse occurs on Sunday, 20th of May. It will be the most incredible new moon solar eclipse alignment, which position the Earth, Moon, Sun directly in alignment with our Milky Way galactic core and the central star Alcyone in the Pleiadian star system. And here's excerpt of interview with Philip, who is inviting us to Youth Center for Fundraising event auction for his flight ticket to Rio 20 Plus.
The reason is there is one of, I'd say, probably one of the biggest, politically most important get-togethers in the world at this time, and it's called the Rio Plus 20 Conference on Sustainable Development. It's a follow-up conference of a meeting they had 20 years ago, which Tlaloc was involved in, for example. And that conference was about setting goals for targets in different sectors, transportation, industry, housing, all sectors of society, basically, for setting targets and goals in those areas of how to achieve a more sustainable way in those particular areas. So that was 20 years ago. They looked at how to reduce carbon emissions, how to minimize consumption of polluting stuff, whatever. Now it's a follow-up 20 years later. In between, they've had other follow-up meetings. For example, Johannesburg, Copenhagen.
And let's go to the things that are happening now. I believe you organized something for the Saturday for that.
Yeah, so last week I put something in the news to inform people, to try to make contacts, to see if anybody else is going to the conference, to see who knows about it, who may have some friends over there who can help us out, and just to put it out that I want to go and I still need support. So I got two people responded to that. They liked the article. Actually, more people responded. Many people saw me on the road and said, wow, what a beautiful article you made. It's nice. I like. On Facebook also, many people said, I like. But nobody chipped in except two people. So far, I have 5,500 rupees out of 1 lakh. It's a good start, I'd say. Maybe 1 or 2%. But I realized that maybe people need another reminder and they need to see that there is a real initiative. And I'm playing all my cards now, so I'm starting to sell off everything that I have, use whatever creativity I have to be able to raise this money. So I had another interview this morning. I filled out a form. I wrote to Scholarship Fund at Oroville. I'm trying to get in contact with all the AVI centers. I'm writing all my friends on Facebook, put out my Pertus account number and so on. But it hasn't been very fruitful yet. Like I said, so far, only two people really put in some money. And all the rest, they said, I like, and they commented on the status and so on. But that doesn't bring in money. And this Saturday, I plan to organize a kind of auction of furniture because Treehouse Community is a kind of multitasking organization that doesn't only build treehouses, but also we build ecological houses. We try to promote innovative, simple ideas, open source style for people to redo, replicate, and combine art with purpose. So I've built a few stools, shelves, and other funky gadgets out of wood, which I don't want to hold on to materially. I want to pass them on to other people to make good use out of them. And I want to use this opportunity also to bring people over.
To inform them about it, yeah.
To have a talk about it, to give them more details about what I'm planning to do, why, and then to have an exchange also. Say, look, I made a stool for you, chip in for the ticket, it's cool.
And since the 17th of May is a special day, Kalki talks about it. Kalki, hi.
Hi.
And tomorrow it's the 17th of May, which is also a special day, and you know something about it, yeah?
Yes. Tomorrow, the 17th of May, is observed all over the world as the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. It is a special day because on this day that the World Health Organization, WHO, announced, I think in 1990, I think so, that homosexuality is not a mental disease. So that this May 17th in 1990s, it was announced, and this day has been observed as the day, International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. It's very important that we respect the rights of the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people all over the world, and LGBT rights are human rights too. And people need to see beyond gender and beyond sexual orientation. We need to be human, and we need to be compassionate, and we need to be united. And that's what this day is all about. End discrimination, end violence, and be loving and compassionate to everybody.
Understanding, yeah. You prepare something special for that day? Any, I don't know, event, meeting, something?
Yeah. On this special day, I'm doing, on behalf of our Sahodri Foundation, we are doing a candlelight vigil. And many people who support the rights movement of the LGBT in Oroville and outside Oroville, the friends and supporters of the LGBT community, will be gathering in my place, and we are doing a candlelight vigil.
Where is your place?
It is located in Kotekarai, Pillayar Koyal Street in Kotekarai. So it's easy to find.
Mm. Yeah. So if I want to come, I should go past Ganesh Bakery and follow the candles or something? Or
yeah. You can just email me. My email address is aurokalki@gmail.com, aurokalki@gmail.com. And I can immediately send you the replies, and everyone is welcome who supports, and who supports the LGBT rights, who supports human rights, and who feels strongly that lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people's rights or human rights too. You're all welcome.
That will be happening in the evening, yeah?
Yeah, that'll be happening in the evening around 6 o'clock.
When the sun goes down.
Yeah, when the sun goes down.
And otherwise, the rest of the India, they will also have similar events?
Yeah, the rest of the India also celebrates different events in different places. Like in Chennai, there's going to be another candlelight vigil. And in Mumbai, and in Kerala, and in Delhi, Kolkata, everywhere. Especially in Kerala, last week there was a transgender person who is also my very good friend of mine, who is a trans activist. She was killed, she was murdered last week.
And she was murdered last week?
Yeah, she was murdered last week. It could be one of the reasons is that the Kerala community, the people of Kerala are very conservative, even though the state is like upright and in 100% literate. When it comes to the LGBT issues, people are very much ignorant, and there's so much of hatred against the community.
That's fear, not hatred.
Yeah, that's fear, of course. And one of the reasons why, her name is Maria, also known as Anil Sadanandan, that person was killed was because of being a transgender, and because of being a transgender, courageous transgender activist.
So tomorrow night the lights would be also, the candles would be lit for her, yeah?
Yeah, especially. We will be doing this candlelight vigil especially to pay our homage and our respects to the person whom we lost, and also make sure that nothing like that, no murder, no hatred should again happen here in Oroville or anywhere in the world. Let's make transphobia and homophobia history.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Resident Assembly Service invites all Orovillians to join them in a common space of facilitated exchange for a community meeting on Wednesday, 24th of May at 4:30 p.m. at Sauchu. We are all invited to come, ask, listen, share, participate. And the topic will be, let's agree on a shared way forward and how to implement the mandate of L'Avenir Town Development Council. Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone informs us that the Tibetan doctor will give consultations on Saturday, 26th of May, and for your appointments, you can call at 262-2401 and the consultation will take place at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in the International Zone. Aro Dental Care Center announces that newcomer dentist from Russia, Dr. Tatiana, with 20 years of experiences, is joining their team. Nandini distribution will be closed from the 21st until the 31st of May for summer holidays and will reopen at 1st of June. And since the town is pretty much empty, many people are out of station, we would like to remind you that you can call Auroville Security Service day and night on 944-309-0107 or 944-336-2691. Today at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 5 p.m. we can see Cleveland Against Street, which is a film by Jean-Stéphane Braun. And this film takes place between reality and fiction, and indeed, the scenario of the film is based on a real and actual facts taking place on January 11, 2008 in the city of Cleveland, a city of the middle of West in USA. At Art Series tonight at 8 p.m. we can see documentary Arena, Salvador Dalí, made in UK in 1983 by director Adam Lowe and with Salvador Dalí and others. The film is documentary. And tomorrow at cinema at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas at 7:30 p.m. they will screen animated film A Cat in Paris, directed by Jean-Louis Feliocio and Alain Gagnon, and was made in France 2003. Also tomorrow at the Echo Film Club at Sadana Forum at 7 p.m. they will screen documentary of History Channel with the title Life After People. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall on Saturday at 8 p.m. we can see an international drama thriller, Kahani, the story, made in India in 2012 by director and writer Sujoy Ghosh. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. they will screen family drama adventure Old Yeller, made in USA in 1957 by director Robert Stevenson. And later on, again at Cinema Paradiso, at Festival of Chinese Fantasy Movies at CineClub, at 8 p.m., we can see drama action Curse of the Golden Flower, made in China in 2006 by director Yimou Zhang. Keep yourself open to the mother, remember her always, and let her force work in you, rejecting all other influences. That is the rule of yoga, wrote Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on aroilradio.org.